2020, Governor Newsom issued Executive Order M2920 related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The executive order allows state bodies covered by the Brown Act to hold public meetings via teleconferencing. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed above and may submit written comments to the board members. Comments can be submitted to bmendoza@workforcehs.org. Public comment on the day of the meeting can also be given during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodation will be provided for an individual with a disability. Please see the accommodations notice. And as required by state law, SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. Now, I'll remind everyone that if you are not speaking, please place your phones on mute. Opening items. I will call this meeting of Orange County Workforce Innovation High School, operated by Western Educational Corporation, a California nonprofit public benefit corporation, for Monday, April 26, 2021, to order. And we will start with the roll call and establishment of quorum. Michael Adams is here, Clark.
Here.
And Frank Acosta.
Here.
And we are all present and accounted for and do have a quorum for the meeting. Item C, Pledge of Allegiance. Frank, will you please lead us in the pledge? And everyone else, please place your phone on mute.
Thank you, Michael. Please place your right hand at your heart. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Staff introductions. At this time, staff members will be invited to state their names and titles, and we will start with corporate officers.
Good afternoon, President Adams and Board. This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations. Jeff Brown wanted me to let you know that he is unable to attend today's board meeting. He apologizes for his absence and wishes you a good meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. School staff.
Julie Barrera, Superintendent.
Thank you, Julie.
Vanessa Ruiz, Assistant Principal.
Thank you. And
Kalei Souza, Community Liaison.
Thank you.
Anna Heimbuch, Assistant Principal.
Thank you. Any other school staff? Moving on, School Legal Counsel.
Yes, Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
Thank you, Bill. And advisors who are supporting agenda items or presenting.
Hello, Board. This is Geeta Sharifi, CFO with LLAC.
Thank you, Geeta. And any other staff who wish to introduce themselves at this time?
This is Michelle Lopez, Counsel with LLAC.
Thank you, Michelle. Anyone else? Moving on to item E, may I hear a motion to approve the agenda for the April 26, 2021 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
Frank Acosta, I make a motion to approve agenda item 1E.
Thank you.
Claudette Beck, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Acosta?
Aye.
And that passes with 3 yes votes. Item F, may I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the March 9th, 2020, actually, I think that should be 2021, regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
Frank Acosta, I make a motion to approve agenda item 1F with the correction of 2021.
Thank you.
Claudette Beck, I will second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Acosta?
Aye.
And that passes with 3 yes votes. Item 2, consent agenda. We have 2 consent agenda items on the calendar for tonight. Number 1, the board will be asked to approve the revised English Learner Master Plan. And number 2, the board will be asked to approve the revised employee handbook. Does any board member want to pull any consent agenda item for further discussion at this time? Hearing none, I'll hear a motion to approve consent agenda items 1 and 2.
Frank Acosta, I make a motion to approve consent agenda items A, 1, and 2.
Thank you.
further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Mikasa?
Aye.
And that passes with 3 yes votes. Item 3, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. If you would like to participate in public comment, you must have signed in before the commencement of the meeting. Also, our teleconference line is open to members of the public who wish to participate in public comment. The time allotted for presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. The total time allotted for public comments will not exceed 18 minutes per agenda item or 10 minutes for non-agenda items. In accordance to the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Are there any members of the public on the line at this time who would like to make comment? Hearing none, were any written comments submitted for the board prior to the meeting?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands reporting that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments.
Thank you. And we will move on to item 4, school reports and information. Item A, area superintendent update.
Yes, good afternoon, President Adams, board member second, Mr. Lucasa. Orange County Workforce Innovation has made tremendous progress in supporting our students as we focus on both academically and meeting their social emotional needs. Our school social worker currently is holding one-on-one sessions for students with long-term and short-term treatment plans, focusing on issues such as responding and coping with the pandemic, anxiety, isolation, and depression. In addition to our social worker, we recently partnered with a few nonprofit agencies, Almanzor Clinical Services, Hathaway Sycamore Child and Family Services, and Casa de la Familia. Our students will have access to individual therapy, counseling, case management, and or family therapy. As we move into reopening, our site will focus on re-engaging students that have been significantly withdrawn from academics and preparing for reopening for in-person instruction to provide targeted services. May 11th, the staff will begin surveillance testing, and that's where we're having an agency IDM come in and they take COVID tests. We're in the middle of the assessment season and have tested 60% of those eligible for LPAC, and the team is currently assessing students for the CAS. Both in-person and remote testing has been made available to our students. Additionally, we plan on administering the NWA assessment as well to all eligible students in May. The team is working on a dual enrollment opportunity with Santa Ana College, and students who participate in SACS dual enrollment will permit them access to SACS program and services. This includes but not limited to SACS Health Center, Tutoring Center, Library, Counseling, and Computer Labs. Furthermore, students are required to attend a parent and student orientation and registration workshop before being enrolled in a course. The program coordinator will communicate with Learn for Life partners to host a campus tour. Students will be encouraged to get their Santa Ana College ID, which acts as the bus pass for minimal fee. These services and programs are offered for the entire academic year. I also would like to share a few upcoming events. On Thursday, April 29th, we'll be hosting Maureen Cox. She's our Orange County Department of Ed liaison for a review of cumulative student records, including special ed files, at 11:30 a.m. On May 1st, Orange County Workforce Innovation High School will be hosting their ELAC impact meetings at 5:30 p.m. On May 18th, students will be able to pick up their cap and gowns in preparation for Orange County Workforce Innovation High School drive-through graduation on June 2nd from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at 1985 South Santa Cruz Street in Anaheim, and you're all welcome, more than welcome to attend. And that concludes my update.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Moving on to item B, wheel update. Julie?
Yes, I'd like to introduce Kalei Souza, our community liaison, who's providing the wheel update. Kalei?
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Kalei Souza, the community liaison. I'll be providing a couple of WIOA updates for Orange County Innovation High School. First off, I met and presented with Anaheim Workforce Connection, another WIOA partner within Orange County. We presented the Learn for Life program to them in front of the staff as well as the director, and the MOU template was provided, and it's currently under review from their team. So we're hoping to expand our WEO partnerships and include Anaheim Workforce Connection within our network. With our other WEO partner, OCU Center, they are now able to service all of Orange County residents. They created a standing orientation for every Thursday at 4:30 via Zoom for any interested students. From January 2021 to April 2021, there have been about 19 WEO referrals to OCU Center this school year so far. And lastly, we, in collaboration with our WEO partners, we established a tracking system through Microsoft Teams, where we have Excel sheet trackers of all of the shared and co-enrolled participants that we use to kind of monitor their progress and any support needed. And it's been a great aid of us to the monthly check-in meetings with the WEO partners to really provide a collaborative environment to best help support our shared youth. And that's the WEO updates I have for you all today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item C, finance update, and that's Geeta Sharifi.
So, board, this is Geeta Sharifi with LLAC. I have two updates for the board. One is that the school has received, or actually will receive, a funding through State of California. It's called Expanded Learning Opportunity Grant. This is a state fund to support the schools. About 50% of the fund will be received in the month of May of 2021, and 50% will be received in August of 2021. The total funding for the school, which is a one-time funding, is $287,773, of which 9% of it must be spent on paraprofessionals. So it's restricted to paraprofessionals, and the total for that is $25,977. And the funding will be incorporated in next year's budget, and the board will see when the budget is presented. The second update is if you refer to PDF page 134, there is a summary for Hanmi Bank line of credit. The Hanmi rotating line of credit and expanded line of credit, it shows the minimum low interest rate from the bank as well as the covenant. So we just wanted to provide you with a summary in case the board needs to refer to the information on the line of credit and the expanded line of credit. So this is all already board approved. It's just a one-page summary of the line of credit to support the school through the deferrals and throughout the fiscal year. So if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer. That concludes my section. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board?
Yeah, hi, Geeta. This is Frank Lucasa. That additional funding from the state, is that supplemental? That I'm assuming that wasn't already included in the original budget. That's post-budget, correct?
Correct. So that was not reported in the second interim report that was presented to the board. So that's a one-time funding. So it will be accounted as an unearned revenue for this fiscal year, and then it will be accounted in the next fiscal year, correct?
Got it. Okay. All right. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item D, the LCAP goals and metrics, and that's Julie Barrow.
Yes, thank you. So on page 136 of your board packet, you have the LCAP overview and goals. Okay, so as mentioned in the document last year, the local control on cat mobility that was put on hold by the state legislature, the learning continuity plan, which the board gave input on and voted for, took its place in order to create the plan that was designed to address the new learning context created by the pandemic. Currently, the school stakeholders, including staff, parents, and students, are examining the school performance data, developing goals and actions that are based on addressing the 8 state priorities. State priorities have required metrics that address three main areas: conditions of learning, pupil outcomes, and engagement. Schools are also asked to utilize local metrics that are specific to our program. Today, we're asking the board for your input in our proposed school LCAP. Stakeholder and board input will be collected and used in our strategic planning process to refine our LCAP. This year, one change we're proposing is to reduce the number of goals from 5 to 4 and to add new metrics to help measure the success of our program. Previously, our LCAP goals are 1, increase student retention, 2, increase student credit completion towards a high school diploma, 3, improve student basic skills and competency, 4, students will gain college and career readiness, and the 5th one is increase stakeholder involvement. As seen in the board packet, the new proposed goals, which were developed with staff and stakeholder input, are, so goal number 1, increase academic progress. Goal number 2, students will gain skills for college and career readiness. Goal number 3, increase student retention. And 4, increase student stakeholder engagement. And I kind of briefly will go over some of the changes and to the why. Goal number 1 was shifted to increase academic progress. At school, we felt student learning needs to be our focus every single year and wanted to be more clearly defined. Instead of having a goal that only focused on credit completion, we wanted to have a goal that captures all academic progress, including increasing reading and math lexile levels, EL annual growth on LPAC, graduation rates, and also increasing credit completion. Goal number 3, improve student basic skills and literacy was removed after consulting with staff and analyzing the data this past year has really shown how proficient students are in computer applications and instruction. Since we spend a vast amount of time in instructing students virtually, we feel that students are prepared and the goal is no longer to be a focus, but rather can be folded into the overall increase of student progress. Goal number 5 has been changed from increased stakeholder involvement to increased stakeholder engagement. We like the word engagement more because we want our stakeholders not only to show up, but to be engaged in the success of our school. We want to hear from them, and we want them to know their voice matters. We know it takes a village, and we value the input of our community members. Goal number 4, students would gain skills for college and career readiness, will stay the same, although we have made significant progress. We want to work towards adding additional programs such as CTE, dual enrollment courses, partnership with local colleges, and making sure more and more courses are A-G aligned and approved, and we still think this is work to be done to help our students be prepared. We were excited about focusing on these goals to help our student and school success for the years to come. At this time, I'd like to ask the board for any input you may have on the development of the LCAP goals and metrics.
Thank you. Any questions, comments, or input from the board at this time?
Well, I'd just like to say, you know, I've said it before, but I do like the changes because I like the changes in goal number 1 where you do progress instead of just, you know, focusing on the credits themselves. So I kind of like the way you're doing that. And I think it's just good that you've looked this over and changed a few things and made it more valuable. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Hearing none, we'll move on to item E. CDE notification of 2019-2020 annual determination pursuant to the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act and selection for 2020-2021 Special Education Monitoring Activities. That's Julie Parra.
Yes, and I'd like to introduce Heather Stube, Director of Special Education, who will be providing an update to the board.
Good afternoon, board members. You received a document in this packet regarding this agenda item. The Individual Disabilities Education Act requires LEAs, like ours, to take steps to address disproportionate representation of a particular race or ethnic group in special education. And Orange County Innovation has been found disproportionate for 3 consecutive years based on Hispanic students eligible under specific learning disability and have now been designated as significantly disproportionate, which we affectionately call SIGDIS. So once you've been found as significantly disproportionate, you're required to take actions to address the factors that may be contributing to this disproportionality. It focuses on academic and behavior instructions, as instructional services, as well as professional development. 15% of the federal IDEA funds received by OC Innovation must be used to provide what they call comprehensive, coordinated, early intervening services. That's a mouthful. But for general education students in particular, those Hispanic groups that were overly identified and who might need additional academic behaviors and supports. In addition to the funding allocations and services, OC Innovation is undergoing a review and possible revision of policies, procedures, and practices that might be contributing to that disproportionality. The process also involves multiple stakeholder meetings with parents, teachers, students, and an in-depth data and root cause analysis, as well as a file review of the current students with IEPs. That actually took place last week. Overall, the SIGNET process is a 27-month endeavor, resulting in more positive outcomes for all OC Innovation students, both current and future, and it's really closely monitored by the CDE under the guidance and facilitation of a statewide plan technical assistance facilitator. So as I shared, it's a very complicated process, but at the end of the day, results in more positive outcomes for all of our students, and I'm happy to answer any questions you might have at this time.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Thank you. Hearing none, we'll move on. Item F, Area Superintendent Performance Review, Jeff Pardo.
Good afternoon, President Adams and board members. On pages 145 to 156 of the board packet, you will find a draft of the Area Superintendent Evaluation Tool for your consideration of use during the 2021-2022 school year. The draft evaluation tool and rubric was created in collaboration with the area superintendents and is comprised of four focused areas of performance. Focused area one, governance and board relations. Focused area two, family and community relations. Focused area three, business and finance. And focused area four, instructional leadership. These four areas are essential in driving school improvement and student achievement, setting charter priorities and goals, and developing a positive relationship between the board and area superintendent. The attached draft area superintendent evaluation tool is provided to you for board review. At this time, I welcome any input and feedback that the board may have.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Thank you. Hearing none, we'll move on to item five, action items. Item A. The board will be asked to approve the revised Charter School Accounting Manual. That's Geeta Shreve.
Hello, board. This is Geeta with LLAC. So if you refer to pages 158 and 159 of your packet, there's a copy of the section of the manual for the schools, the internal control and the fiscal policies for the school that is regularly updated based on new legislation. However, this section is specifically speaks to the cash reserve for the school. There's no regulations for specifically to charter schools as far as what the percentage or what the cash specific reserve should be. However, given the historical scenarios we went through for the school due to COVID and also the uncertainties, the deferrals that the schools is in currently, we thought that we would recommend to the board to adopt a cash reserve policy, and then ultimately the school can increase its cash reserve to meet any uncertainties for the future. So that section was inserted and added, and that's the recommendation for the board to adopt. And that concludes my section. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, I'll hear a motion to approve action item 5A.
Frank Sucasa, I make a motion to approve action item 5A.
Thank you.
Put it back, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
That passes with three yes votes. Item B. The board will be asked to approve the agreement between Orange County Department of Education and Western Educational Corporation for the operation of Orange County Workforce Innovation High School for the renewal term of July 1st, 2021 through June 30th, 2026. And that's Julie Parra.
Yes, and the agreement can be found on page 161 in your board packet. The purpose of this as to set forth the responsibilities of the parties with respect to the operational relationship between Orange County Workforce Innovation High School, the board, and Orange County Department of Education, and to outline the parties' agreements governing their respective fiscal and administrative responsibilities and their legal relationship. This MOU that aligns with the charter for the renewal term of 21-26, which was approved on January 6, 2021. All of the requested changes to the MOU were accepted and approved by the Orange County Board of Education board during the March 3, 2021 board meeting. Any questions?
Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 5B.
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to approve action item 5B.
Thank you.
Claudia Beck, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
That passes with 3 yes votes. Item 6, additional corporate officers and board members observations and comments. Any board, corporate officer comments at this time? Hearing none. Any board member comments at this time? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 7, closing items. Item A, the next board meeting date is May 20th, 2021 at 11 a.m. Please note your calendars. And item B, may I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you.
Claudia Beck, I'll second that.
Thank you. Further discussion?